This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is in the air this morning, flying back to Boston after a two-day visit to China to discuss what cities in both countries can do to address climate change. Boston was held up as an example for leaders of both American and Chinese cities attending the summit. It'll get even more attention next year when this meeting is held here in Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is traveling with Mayor Walsh and reports from Beijing.
Walsh is among 13 U.S. mayors who traveled here to compare strategies with the leaders of 40 Chinese urban megacenters. Most of the brief visit was spent in meetings, but before the U.S. delegation left, they took in a little of the beauty of this 3,000-year-old city, visiting the historic site where Chinese emperors prayed for good harvests.
Now, here is Southgate. The Temple of Heaven is a 273 hectares. It is more than three times bigger than the Forbidden City.
Mayor Walsh, who offered a prayer for good press at this site, has a year to figure out which part of his much younger city to show off to Chinese counterparts. The selection of Boston as the host of next year's summit pleases U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change, John Pershing.
The thing about Boston that's interesting is the concentration of capacity. Right, so you take a look at all the academic community that's there and the kind of work that they're doing. So there's a transport center at MIT. There's a really interesting program on policy at the Kennedy School. You've got really smart people at Tufts thinking explicitly around China and China relationships. So you start thinking about these things, and Boston becomes a very natural kind of a hub to raise and elevate attention and bring technical insight to a problem.
The effort brings together leaders from the two nations that produce the most climate-changing greenhouse gas emissions. Mayor Walsh is optimistic cities can make a difference.
There's a move here to have China, one of the biggest country in the world, and the United States really working together on dealing with climate change. And I think that, this relationship's only going to strengthen. And it's amazing that over the years there's been different conflicts between U.S. and China and China and other countries. But, the United States and China seem to be very aligned when it comes to climate change and carbon reduction.
The summit next year is expected to draw about 2,000 world leaders to Boston.
I think economically it's big for Boston. You're probably going to have a couple thousand people coming. I think that in this conference there was 13 mayors from around the United States, so certainly there'll be a lot more participation from local mayors in Massachusetts than the United States. I think a lot of Chinese mayors will come over.
As he left for the airport, Mayor Walsh put on his Red Sox baseball cap and looked one last time into the brown, hazy smog that envelops the Chinese capital. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Beijing.